Pioneer Valley Radio is proud to present another installment of Brad Shepherd Today. Here's Brad Shepherd.
A water shutoff plan for Westfield. A Springfield man shoots at a school bus. Springfield City Hall jobs and a hiring event. A frozen food recall and warning. It's Life in Western Mass for Tuesday, September 20, and here we go. Today, partly sunny. Chance of a shower, high 73, winds are 5 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 55. And the ultraviolet index at 5, the humidity 70%. In Holyoke, the city will begin to repave High Street beginning later this week. Milling of High Street is to be conducted from September 22 through September 26. High Street from Route 391 to Essex Street. Some sections will be closed on Monday, September 26. Detour signage will be in place. There will be no parking on High Street from Thursday morning, the 22nd, at 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. And again Friday, the 23rd, and the following Monday, the 26th, from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Barrels will be placed with signage in no parking zones the day before. A frozen meal by Healthy Choice may not be that healthy. It was just recalled. This is especially important for anyone allergic to milk. The Korean-style beef is part of the line of Power Bowls, and Texas-based frozen food storage and repacking facility, Valley International Cold Storage Acquisition, said the labels do not have a warning that the meals contain milk, and there have not been reports of anyone getting sick, however. If you want details, you can go to the U.S. Department of Agriculture website. O'Toole Associates, LLC, the compliance evaluator, which was cooperatively selected by the City of Springfield and the DOJ, will be holding a community meet and greet Wednesday, the 28th of September, at the Raymond A. Jordan Senior Center, that's Roosevelt Avenue, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Residents will be able to meet the members of O'Toole Associates and hear about their work as the compliance evaluator for the Springfield Police Department and learn more about their efforts overseeing the implementation of the settlement agreement between the City of Springfield and the DOJ. Mayor Sarno, Human Resources and Labor Relations Director Attorney William Mahoney, and Chief Diversity and Inclusion Officer Judy Kroll have announced a special hiring event at Springfield City Hall for those interested in learning more about a possible career with the City of Springfield. This will be Wednesday, October 5, and continuing every Wednesday during the month of October, at Springfield City Hall, 36 Court Street, Room 5, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Springfield's HR department will be available to discuss career opportunities within the city that best match one's qualification and career goals. Residents are encouraged to bring their resume. Friday, September 16th, at approximately 6:30 a.m., Springfield police responded to Berkshire Avenue for a report of a suspect later identified as Luis Rivera pointing a firearm at school bus drivers. No students were on the buses at this time. The officers located Rivera, who refused to comply with their commands and attempted to walk away. Officers could observe a firearm-shaped object that Rivera was attempting to conceal. After further attempts to de-escalate the situation were unsuccessful and Rivera continuously refusing to show his hands, an officer discharged their taser and Rivera dropped the firearm. Assisting officers arrived and were able to take Rivera into custody. Firearm and additional ammunition were recovered. So he's been rung up for carrying a firearm without a license, possession of ammunition without an FID card, resisting arrest, assault with a dangerous weapon, 2 counts, and a default warrant. Mayor Sarno has stated, "To the family and friends of the Reverend Monsignor David J. Joyce, Jr., so very sorry to hear about his passing. I always enjoyed his company. Such a gentleman with that great sense of humor and singing voice, too. I wanted to drop you and yours a note of sympathy and encouragement. You're in my thoughts and prayers. Take care, and God bless." The Palmer Fire Department has announced for the benefit of all seniors that free smoke alarms are available. Crews will be visiting homes of seniors to discuss fire safety for cooking, home, heating, and smoking, along with indoor and outdoor inspections. An escape plan will be established for seniors at home as well. Free smoke detectors will be installed in homes that qualify. If you're a senior and you want to participate in the program, you can call 583-8332, 583-8332, extension 2310 to schedule an appointment. This program is scheduled for October 13th and 14th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Your Springfield Museums announce the exclusive showing of Josh Simpson, Visionary Explorations in Glass, opening Saturday, October 15th at the DeMoor Museum of Fine Arts and on display through January 15th, 2023, of course. This retrospective exhibit, a collaboration between the Springfield Museums and the artist, includes rarely displayed works of art and signature examples. The exhibition showcases the development of Simpson's artistic and scientific process over 50 years as he sought to perfect a unique and exquisite artistic vision for a finicky and often elusive medium. The museums are celebrating this remarkable exhibit with family programming, a spectacular fundraising event, a studio tour, and a lecture. This is Cool Air, Hot Glass, October 15, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., free with museum admission. Hold your water, Westfield. The city says that residents should expect water to be turned off for a large portion of time on Wednesday. They expect water to be turned back by the end of the business day. I don't believe this is citywide, but the water will be turned off on Lloyd's Hill Road down to Russell Road. Traffic signs will be placed in the area, and residents expected to be affected will be handed notices and alerted by an EMS notification. Well, that's going to cover Tuesday. At least I think it will. And I thank you very much for being with me to listen in. And I'll be back tomorrow with another fresh program. It'll be up online during the day and night and available to you on demand here at Pioneer Valley Radio. I'm Brad Shepherd, and we will talk again.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Pioneer Valley Radio. Copyright
2022.
All rights reserved.